Hillary Clinton.
Hillary, Hillary, Hillary's in the news. She recently did an interview. She popped out of hiding. Who was checking for Hillary Clinton? I know she popped out at the Democratic National Convention, but who was checking for Hillary Clinton? What did Hillary Clinton look like when she was younger? I want to know what Bill was going for.
Hillary.
What did Hillary Clinton look like? Was Hillary Clinton bad? Hillary Clinton was all right. She was all right. They got a bunch of black and white photos of Hillary on one of these. Let me see what Hillary looked like. She kind of got that old woman look no matter what. You know what I'm saying? Serviceable. Debatable, but definitely serviceable. Let me see some other ones. That's a young Bill with a Hillary right there. I guess we all get old. You know what I'm saying? Let me see what she looked like though. Okay. All right. Okay. Is that what she looked like when she was younger? I don't know. People look different when they're younger. See if I can find another one. Nah. I don't know. Y'all tell me. That one right there is a little interesting. She got that pooch. Anyways, Hillary Clinton decided that she wanted to do an interview and she wanted to give her thoughts on what happened in the last presidential election and Trump's conviction. And more importantly, everything else that's going on. Make sure y'all hit a like for the algorithm, subscribe to the channel, and turn on your notifications. Let's get it, y'all.
Putin, wait. From everything I see, has no respect for this person.
Well, that's because he'd rather have a puppet as president of
no
the United
puppet,
States.
No puppet.
It's possible there's only one woman who truly understands what Vice President Kamala Harris experienced at the debate in Philadelphia Tuesday night, and that's Hillary Clinton. This morning, the 2016 Democratic nominee for president is in conversation with our Aaron Moriarty.
When singer-songwriter Joni Mitchell sang at the Grammy Awards earlier this year, the song that made her a star more than 50 years ago struck a different chord for at least one person watching.
I really don't know life at all.
You said that it was almost as if you were hearing Both Sides Now for the very first time.
I felt that because, you know, when I first heard it, I had no idea what she was talking about. And then, of course, it happened to me. And to see love from both sides now, then to see life, all of the ups and the downs and the extraordinary opportunities and setbacks, everything that happens in a life.
Hillary Rodham Clinton says that poignant performance inspired her to do something that doesn't come easy.
Wait a minute. Look at all of that makeup. You're not going to fool me with all of that airbrushing. I know how to use Photoshop. Ain't even got to be an expert no more. You just throw that AI on that joint. Yeah.
Opening up in a new book called Something Lost, Something Gained.
It's not my comfort zone.
You look way different right there, Hill. Hold on. Nah, dog. This is why y'all got to stop meeting these chicks on Instagram and stuff, because they be having all of their stuff airbrushed. They using all of these filters. They Photoshopping their stuff. This is what you get when you swipe right, and that's what you get when they show up. Bam, bam. Bam, bam. Anyways. Let's get to the thick of this. We want to see what she got to say about Trump.
I'll be honest. You know, I've always been a pretty private person.
But as she approaches her 77th birthday, the former first lady, U.S. She approaches.
That's what she looked like at 77? My grandma looked better than that, and she's 91.
Her 77th birthday. The former first lady, U.S. Senator, and Secretary of State says she is finally willing to share some of the wisdom she's gained and what it has cost her.
There were setbacks that I got back up from and kept going. So I feel something gained over a long life is a way of looking back and saying, what did you do with the gifts and opportunities you were given?
One of the toughest setbacks, losing people that Clinton had turned to over and over again at low times in her life.
I was disappointed and sad about my husband, and that should have been between
That's
us.
That's because you had that feminist haircut. That's why he wound up going with that other one. You know what I'm saying?
And that was our business.
High on the list, Betsy Ebeling. We witnessed that closeness ourselves when the two women, once grade school chums, sat down in 2003 for Sunday morning to talk about their long friendship.
I had not seen this in forever. It's a design.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was your artistic side. This was the wallpaper in your mother's bathroom.
Betsy even just showed up out of the blue at the White House.
Yes.
When you thought Bill's presidency could be over, and then all of a sudden she shows up.
She just showed up. That's the kind of friend she was.
She's a sweet pea.
Ebeling died in 2019.
And I miss her every day. And I had a period in 2019 where I lost another dear friend, Ellen Tauscher, who'd been a stalwart ally of mine politically and personally. Then I lost my younger brother. And then I lost Betsy all in the space of 3 months. I had a hard time coping with that. And it took a lot of long walks and deep breaths and prayer and just constant awareness of, yes, I lost these three very important people to me in a very short period of time.
Still at her side is the man she married in 1975. Clinton says time has also given her a deeper perspective on love and marriage.
You are approaching your 50th wedding anniversary.
I know. Can you believe it? It's pretty shocking to me.
Was there ever?
You never see them together. Did they even, because I remember Obama and Michelle, they walked up to each other and gave each other a hug and a kiss and stuff. I don't remember seeing Clinton and Hillary, Bill and Hillary. I don't see them together. You know what I'm saying? You never, ever see them. Or maybe it's just me. Maybe it's just that media is not covering them the same way. But you never really see them together. They kind of remind me of, what's that, Kevin Spacey on Netflix.
For a time where you thought you might not quite make it.
Oh, you know there was. You know there was.
Did you both go to counseling?
Yes. Yeah, we did. And I mean, it was really hard. And, you know, one day I'd wake up and I'd say, okay, no, I'm done. Another day I'd wake up and I'd say, I got to keep trying to see this through and figure out what is it I want and what is it I feel right about? And how do you
gave it to her? His payback to her was possibly putting her almost as a president of the United States of America. And that's why you can't trust Bill. That's why you can't trust a simp. That's why you can't trust a dude that got caught up in some stuff. It's all a dude that get caught up and don't just put his foot down and say, you know what? It is what it is. Either you're going to deal with it or you're not. You know, that's why I don't trust Judge Mathis at this point. You know why I don't trust Judge Mathis? If I was anybody that was going on Judge Mathis' show, I wouldn't trust him. You know why? Because now he's going to try to, as a result, try to give her back everything that he can, and everybody else is going to suffer as a result of it. Because Bill got caught. What he did is the same thing that he did, that y'all do when y'all snitch and y'all deal with y'all partners. Seriously, he did the same thing that y'all did with y'all partners. If Bill don't get caught getting domed in the White House, we probably don't even get Hillary. We don't even think about Hill. They promoted her. All the feminists celebrated her. See, she stuck it out. She deserved to be president of the United States of America. All of the cracks in the glass ceiling. Some girl is going to come. And now we got, look, Bill begot Hillary. Hillary has now begot Kamala. You see how that works? You see how the butterfly effect works? You see how the butterfly, Bill said, okay, Hillary. So we're going to get you in the White House because you stuck with me. You stuck with me. And so now look at what we're dealing with. Now we're dealing with the woman that say unburdened because or whatever her speech is. That's why I don't trust. That's why I don't trust these dudes. I don't trust these simps, because then they're gonna give their chicks the world, and everybody gonna suffer as a result of it. Next thing you know, we sitting here looking at Donald Trump getting assassination attempts.
Trust, and how do you rebuild, you know, the relationship? And is it worth it? Is it something I want to invest in? And when I went through all of those questions, the answers were yes, yes, and yes.
In her book, Clinton, who had long hoped to be the first woman to become the U.S. president, says her loss in 2016 has been hard to shake, even 8 years later.
Oh, don't tell me you're still bitter. You're still bitter because we didn't vote for your pantsuit? By the way, I don't believe in voting for any woman that wear pantsuits. That's just me. I know that y'all got to wear them to y'all business meetings and all of that stuff. For me, it just gives me pause. When I see a woman walking up to me, asking me for my vote in a pantsuit, I get a little bit, I'm like, I don't know about that. You still bitter? You still feeling some type of way because Trump beat the brakes off of you. Still bitter. A whole of these years later, she's still bitter, y'all.
Since 2016, people have asked me, will you ever be able to move on? Move on, I wish.
This past May, she was recently reminded of just how close she came.
We have just learned that the verdict is in.
A New York jury had found former President Donald Trump guilty of falsifying business records in the first degree for covering up payments to adult film actress Stormy Daniels.
I got tears in my eyes then because this man has escaped accountability his entire life. The case, which was mistakenly called a hush money case, was an election interference case. Why did he do what he did? He did it to try to keep the information from the American public so that they wouldn't turn away from him and vote for me. So it's a pretty clear case of election.
What? Yo, Hillary Clinton made the New York case about her. So you telling me that Trump actually cared enough about your big head to where... Stop, bruh. Bruh. Let me rewind that explanation real quick.
To keep this. Why did he do what he did? He did it to try to keep the information from the American public so that they wouldn't turn away from him and vote for me. So it's a pretty clear case of election interference.
And when you heard that he had been convicted, there had to be, you're human, there had to be a side of you after enduring months of hearing lock her up, thinking,
right,
this is the person who's actually facing time in jail.
Looks like karma to me.
And the debate that took place this past week.
I can't wait till he win. We're going to celebrate. We're going to watch Hillary Clinton and Bill and her husband and Kamala and Barack and Michelle and all of these people. We're going to watch them weep. They're going to weep. Barack was so mad when he had to pass the baton over to Trump.
Kamala Harris.
Between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump brought back memories of her own duels with the man.
It wasn't hard to keep your cool.
It was hard because I had to be responding on the debate stage, but then I had to be thinking, now, do I respond to that? He's trying to bait you.
Everything's broken about it, everything.
You know, it's like that old saying, if you wrestle with a pig in the mud, only the pig comes out happy. I see this as a relay race. You know, you can go way back into the 19th century and the early suffragists.
Inside the Museum of the City of New York, where our interview took place, is an exhibit dedicated to a woman who helped...
All right, that's all. I just wanted to see if she was so bitter about it, because I hadn't seen it yet, and I had planned on doing a review video on the Anton Daniels channel. But instead, this actually worked out. So shout out to the bitter Hillary Clinton.